Welcome everybody, and to clear open this extraordinary council meeting, welcome to councillors and staff. A couple of matters on the agenda which you can see that need dealt with sooner rather than later, so that's the basis for this meeting. We do have an apology from councillor Deeker. In fact, he's an apology for the next 2 days on family matters. I'm happy to move. We accept that apology. Is there a seconder? Seconder, Councillor Hope. I'll put it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you. Confirm the agenda as circulated. Are there any conflicts of interest? Appear not. There's no public forum. We'll move straight on to the first item on the agenda, which is a request from the Clutha District Council to vary the regional land transport plan to allow them to put in place some LED street lights. Recommendation is that the council approve as a variation to the regional land transport plan 2015 to 2021 the addition of Clutha District Council's LED street lights project set out in the attachment. You have the attachment in your agenda, and as chair of the Togo committee, Councillor Kempton, do you want to give us a
Yes, I don't think we need to spend more than 30 seconds on this. LED streetlight projects are happening pretty much all over the place. There is a very favourable financial assistance rate available on those. Currently, and Clutha District Council wanted to actually take advantage of that because I think it's time bound, I can't remember for certain. But in any event, this is merely, it came to the Regional Transport Committee. The Regional Transport Committee said yes, of course, that that can be included in the program. I can't remember the appropriate priority level, but in any event, it means that it will happen within the year. And simply as a matter of procedure, the Regional Council actually has to be happy that the RTC has been responsible in doing this. So the recommendation is that noted and approved.
Right.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Moved and yep. Seconded. Open it up for discussion. Are there any questions? Very, very much a process thing, and I think does that allow to tapping in some of the funding in the current financial year?
Yes, I think it is the current financial year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere. Yeah. 1718.
And I think it's as far out as much as 85%.
Yes.
Yes.
And of course, the benefit cost ratio is pretty bloody good from yep. like to include this point of view, simply because these things are much more reliable and they cost a fraction to run the old systems. The second one there was which is very procedural because we've been round the houses on this a few times. Finally, the Regional Transport Committee.
We'll stop in a minute.
Has essentially approved the. Wakatip Basin Public Transport.
Yeah, right. Amendment. And that's the next agenda item. Thank you for your enthusiasm, Councillor Kempton.
What?
Yes, we haven't put the motion.
We haven't put the motion yet.
So I'm not the chair.
to conclude item one, but you'll have your chance in a moment. No questions on item one. All right, I'll put the motion. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you. Item two.
Right.
Councillor Kempton, I'll introduce it. So again, very procedural part of the process to kick off the improvements to the Wakatipu, and the transport plan needs varied as well, Councillor Kempton.
Indeed it does, and so the Regional Transport Committee are merely recommending that happens. We've been through it in terms of the Regional Public Transport Plan and the Regional Transport Plan. The Public Transport Plan's gone around the houses.
Yes. And this is the land transport plan, yeah. So the recommendation is that the council approve a variation to the regional land transport plan,
yep.
2015-21, mm-hmm. to adding the addition of the Wakatipu Basin Public Transport Project as set out in this attachment. And just for council's clarity, I was going to assure you understood that the hearings and the process that had happened recently was the amendment of the passenger transport plan. This is the land transport separate one again. And all right.
In doing so, Mr Chairman, I will second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Mr McRae or Mr Donnelly, anything you wish to add? I think we're well aware of the process and the outcomes we're after here. A lot of work gone in. Any questions from any councillors? No discussion? I'll put it. All in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 3 on our agenda is a request from the Dunedin City Council to change the their representative on the Regional Transport Committee due to other commitments. Their current representative is unable to continue on, and so there's a suggestion, that Councillor Jim O'Malley become the city's representative on the Transport Committee. Councillor Kempton, pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. The little story behind this is, as a quirk of the legislation, the alternates are not able to vote, and so what that means is that with Councillor Wilson involved in PGP very comprehensively, Councillor O'Malley has been in our meetings and in fact has not been able to have the city's vote counted, and so switch around was considered an appropriate way to handle that. So can I move?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Once again, Mr Chairman, I'll second that antiquated decision that we are going to try and get remodelled, and there'll be a letter coming to this council for support for that. But with the motion, Mr Chairman, I will second the motion.
Councillor Bell, pretty straightforward, no discussion. All right, I'll put it. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you very much. I declare the extraordinary council meeting closed.
That was extraordinarily short.